Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, I'm getting some text here. I'm a vendor at the Strawberry Festival. Opens at 9 this morning. Strawberry Festival Parade, Saturday, 9:30, downtown Ponchatoula. In no way, shape, or form did I mean to imply that the Strawberry Festival was Sunday only. I think everybody knows that. I was only saying that there are, you know, the Pontchartrain Strawberry Festival. We got the French Quarter Festival plus Lafitte Seafood Festival. Plenty of festivals for everybody. Get out, go to all of them, have fun, spend money, make everybody happy, and stimulate the economy, because the business of this country is business. I think that's what FDR said. Barry Irwin joins us, president of Council for Better Louisiana Cable. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Was it FDR that said that? I don't think so. Maybe somebody. Tim will look it up. Tim, look, Tim, do me a favor if you can and look up who said the business of America is business. Let's talk about, first of all, for people that don't know, what is Council for Better Louisiana, Barry?
We are a nonprofit public policy group, been around since 1962, kind of working on issues at the legislature, a lot on education and other things.
Calvin Coolidge said that, not FDR. Thank you, Tim, for that. Let's talk about what the lawmakers are talking about with TOPS and changing it, and Cable's opinion on that. What is afoot here as it relates to TOPS?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things going on this session. I mean, I think the one that's gotten some attention is that we have, you know, we've got two major kinds of TOPS. TOPS is the university version that most people are familiar with. But we have another version that's really aimed at our students going to community colleges called TOPS Tech. It's really not used that much, and there's been some frustration, I think, over the years that, you know, more people haven't utilized that to go to community colleges. So what they're trying to do basically is kind of get rid of the TOPS Tech program, that portion of it, and kind of merge it into another program that was started just a couple of years ago. It's called the M.J. Foster Promise Award, obviously named after Governor Mike Foster, which is really more like a financial aid. You know, TOPS, you're supposed to have a certain amount of merit-based, you know, work done there. The other one's financial aid. So it's really to try and, you know, utilize that one to a greater degree.
Wait, hang on. Let me slow down a little bit, Barry. TOPS, and you know, my kid graduated in 2015 from high school. So at that time, I could have given you a presentation on all of this and LOFSA and FAFSA and all of that, but time passes and you worry about what you have to worry about, right? But when it comes to means testing, TOPS is not means tested. It is academically tested, but it's not a very high bar, is it?
No, really, 2.5 on the ACT, I mean, on a grade point average and a 20 on the ACT, I mean, not really high, and the TOPS Tech is lower than that. It's a 17 on the ACT. So, you know, it's almost like financial aid in a way, but we do have a bar you have to get across with TOPS, but it's pretty, it's not means tested, and I think part of what they're trying to do with this TOPS Tech thing is to say, let's go ahead and make it a financial aid program as opposed to a merit program. People aren't using it anyway. Let's just make it financial aid, and that's kind of what they're doing.
So you would have a floor, but would you have a ceiling on it?
No, I mean, really, the way that the Mike Foster Award works right now, it's really for adults. I mean, as you probably know, we've got a lot of adults out there who don't have much more than a high school degree, and we've been trying really hard to try and figure out ways to get them back, you know, into some skills training to upgrade their skills or get them back in the workforce, whatever. And so we created this award to do that. What we're really talking about here is kind of bringing that, but it's for adults. You have to be 21 or older. So what we're talking about is kind of lowering that age to 17. So really, it becomes a financial aid program when you graduate. But the other thing about this Mike Foster thing, which is really interesting, we only started it a couple of years ago, just put about $10 million in it to get it started. And this last year, they went through the money in the first semester. That's how much that was utilized. So we're really trying to bump that up a little bit more so more of these adults in the workforce or who are not in the workforce can get some skills training and get trained and go to work.
So TOPS Tech, as it stands now, does not apply to adults in the workforce, only to people in high school. That's one of the changes that would happen?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem that we have with the other. TOPS is only good, like, when you're going from high school to college. So, you know, if you skip out or you want to come back, you know, you're not eligible for TOPS. That's for any of the TOPS things. So that's a bit of a hang-up when you're talking about people who are more interested in career training versus, you know, going straight to college.
I got to tell you, I didn't know anything about TOPS Tech, and I stay up on all of these things. Is that maybe some of that a lot of people don't know about it, or because I know there is also, correct me if I'm wrong, Barry, cry and a need for kids that are in high school. Not everybody is meant to go to college. Not everybody wants to go to college. They want to do technical skills. The world needs people that work in these fields. And I just know, I don't know if a lot of attention was given to this, is it? Or do students know that at the level, the high school level, counselors tell them about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really part of the problem. I mean, you're right. Everybody knows about the regular tech, TOPS program. But for whatever reason, even though we've got a lot of students who could benefit, it's not a high bar to get it, even though it was still a merit-based program, 17 on the ACT. Counselors, I think, and maybe families just weren't aware of it. I mean, Monty Sullivan, who's head of LCTCS, said, you know, he thought it was looked at as a consolation prize and kind of people turned their nose to it, you know. But whatever reason, people were not using it very much. And so what we're trying to do is get more people to utilize some sort of financial aid to get that job training out of high school.
Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about how effective that could be, how much money we're talking about and where the money's coming from and how effective it could be because you know, somebody's saying, texting in saying it's my tax money. Okay, I understand that. But on the other side of it, it's also your tax money that's going to people that maybe are not working or can't work or make minimum wage and still qualify for subsidies. When why not get them up and on their own and have them learn skills and give them the opportunity to succeed, which, again, is what I kind of like was kidding about the business of America's business, but it really is. Calvin Coolidge said that, and everybody, I think. I don't know who could be against giving people the opportunities and the skills that they need to take care of themselves and their families and also contribute to society and the economy and fill needs that are there. 721 traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Barry Irwin, President of Council for Better Louisiana Cable, about a thing going through the legislature right now that would change TOPS Tech, another part of the TOPS program. And Barry, to be clear, that they're not doing anything with the other TOPS, right? Or are they?
No, that one is holding steady.
Okay, but TOPS Tech, which would change it from a merit-based, although minimally merit-based, and kind of merge it with a program that was named after Mike Foster that would make it more of a financial aid program. And it's for the MJ Foster Promise Award, and it's for maybe not just necessarily people in high school and would change that part of it, but to adults in the workforce who don't really have the skills that they need to be gainfully employed or are looking to, I guess, change fields? How would that work?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big problem. I don't know if people realize this, but we've got, you know, of our adult population, we got more than 1 million people in the working age population who who have nothing more than a high school degree. Now, just think about that for a minute.
Wait, is that statewide or nationwide?
No, that's in our state.
Really?
That's in Louisiana. And that's a huge number. And that's the issue that our employers are dealing with, the workforce in general. And on top of that, we've got like 40% of our adult population, working age, that are not in the workforce. So what we're trying to do with this is a couple of things. One, if you're already in the workforce but you need to upgrade your skill, you know, here's some money that'll let you kind of come in, get some quick training in a community technical college, get back to work, help an employer make more money. Also, if you're not in the workforce looking for something to do, here's a skill you can get. And by the way, these are in targeted areas. They're specifically targeted to areas where there's high demand, where employers need them. So that's what we're trying to do with this program.
Barry, I'm just trying to do the math here. You said a million people just have a high school degree. What's the population of Louisiana, 1.6 million?
It's 4.6 million, yeah.
4.6. So, I asked Tim to look it up for me, and I misheard him, but it's 4.6 million. So you're talking about maybe 25% with just a high school degree, 40% not in the workforce.
Yeah.
That's substantial.
It's pretty staggering if you think about it. That 1.1 million is just the adult population. So, I mean, that these are staggering numbers that we are dealing with, and we wonder why our economy is not doing as well as other places, why employers are struggling to hire people. That's the reason. Why are people leaving? They're going, but the educated folks are going away, and we're left with folks that do not have the skills, sadly, that we need in our workforce.
And I know I'm going to get people to text in and say, you don't need a college degree. Some of the dumber people I've ever known have had a college degree. I get all of that. But in the real world, and I don't think college necessarily proves that you know what you're doing. It proves that maybe you know how to think and you know how to maybe get yourself through a program and you can teach yourself. That's what I think a degree teaches. But all of that aside, employers view it differently, do they not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, we're not talking about everybody having to go to LSU or Tulane or get a four-year degree. But there are very few jobs anymore that are really of value that you can get that you don't need more than a high school diploma. Nursing. I mean, there are various levels of nursing. That is a high demand, you know, well-paying program, but you got to go get some training. The same with, you know, coding or anything else with jobs that are out there. You don't need to go get a four-year degree, but somebody's got to help you get that skill to get that job.
Undergrad degrees are not what they used to be. So when it comes to the likelihood of this passing, governor signing it, it's looking like a done deal or what, Barry?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's looking pretty good. I mean, I think people understand that we have these workforce needs. We're trying to figure out ways to entice people to get back into the workforce, upgrade their skills, meet employer needs. There's a price tag to it, of course, as there is with everything. But I do believe, one, we've already started it a little bit, but I do believe there's a desire.
Seems like it makes every bit of sense in the world. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate your time. Have a good weekend, all right?
All right, you too. Take care.
Barry Irwin, President of Council for a Better Louisiana. And I don't know how you'd be against giving people the skills that they need to succeed and take care of themselves. Mark Rosa joins as we come back, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.